Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 643, A Little Bit of Halo, recorded live on August 16th, 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Dust Storm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And after many technical difficulties, we're finally on the air tonight across Facebook, Mixer, Twitch, and YouTube. Good evening, stream. And good evening to those downloading the show and listening to us. Or good morning, or good afternoon, or for those that download, whatever time of the day it is. Thank you for joining us today.
Welcome to the party, man!
And it's a party with some actual news! It's a little news, but still news.
A little bit.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes a little goes a long way. Especially in these dry times of news.
These really dry times of news?
Very, very dry times of news. Anyways, Gamescom is next week, so maybe we'll get something from there? So
a new Halo Infinite trailer, maybe? Doubtful, but you never know.
Doubtful, but it's always worth taking a look. It's in a book. It's reading Rainbow. So we have a couple of news things to talk about tonight, because there is a new community update that Grim released, and actually released it quite a few hours ahead of time, so we actually had a chance to read it before the show.
A little bit. It's always nice to get a little bit extra warning before you have to discuss something.
Yes. It turns out a lot better that way for everybody. So thank you, Grim, for posting it 6 hours before the show. It's a lot better than 30 minutes or an hour into the show and that kind of stuff.
Or 10 minutes before the show ends.
Yep. So we got a couple of streams to talk about from the last week. So GT, why don't you go ahead and jump on the Fragment Fridays stream from last week.
Oh, we had lots of fun. Lots and lots and lots of fun. We actually got a lobby too big for matchmaking. We started playing some customs. Tried out a few customs. Got frustrated at the lack of organization, as usual. but all in all, it was a lot of fun. I went through and verified all my game types and maps. Basically, I went through and deleted all my bookmark game, the actual game types, and then rebookmarked them one at a time, matching them up with the maps. So hopefully it will, if we do customs again, it'll be a little bit more organized. But of course, when I opened it up in Halo 5, none of the game types were lined up with the maps. So it just put them in there in a random order.
And it would be something you think, and we talked about this a little bit last week, but you'd have some way of organizing files.
Like I said, a sort by name would work.
That would be nice.
I mean, surely the Xbox One has enough power to sort them by name.
I mean, it's a typical, like, Explorer functionality, and Xbox basically using a Windows 10 kernel. Granted, I mean, the in-game is technically different, but a simple sort algorithm would be really helpful.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me, I wanted to check something on the actual browser on the website.
Okay.
See map variants. All map variants. Come on.
Very nice.
Let's see.
Well, while you do that, I'm going to jump
into you can't even sort them alphabetically on the website. You can do most bookmark, last modified, and date created.
Alphabetical is a pretty standard one. You would think that's something that would be included.
I mean, I can understand the most bookmarked and the last modified thing, but alphabetically, Because if I already know the name of the map and I want to look for it.
Yeah, I know. Preaching to the choir here.
Wait a minute.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
It is maybe. I wouldn't imagine it would be something that difficult to patch, but I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just.
Yeah.
Can, you know, I'm not asking for a lot, just.
Yeah. Hopefully next game or something that patch that they can put in without too much effort. Maybe. We'll see. I was actually able to join as well because MCC Insider was very sweaty. So I was like, I'm not having any of this. So I came in over, played with you guys.
Yeah, that is one thing about that. It can get really sweaty on the MCC.
I'm hoping this weekend, which we'll get into, will not be as sweaty because of some of the difference in playlists.
Yeah. I am.
Did you get your invite finally?
Yes, I've got it downloaded. I actually played a little bit of it. I spoke about that on the podcast, 2 weeks ago?
Okay. I thought
for some reason last time. I played some Halo 2 doubles and
okay.
Determined that I was not qualified to be in a doubles playlist.
No, that one is also very sweaty.
And the only other option was Halo 3. And I've made my feelings about that very clear. But looking at the, you know, this weekend's playtests, looks like Saturday and Sunday, I probably will have some opportunity to play.
That's good.
Sunday afternoon, if I get the opportunity to stream it, I will probably do that. Let's see. My time would be, what, noon?
Noon you're talking 3. About for the playtest
yeah. times?
On Saturday, yeah, it's 10 a.m. Pacific. Would,
yeah. It'd probably be between noon and 3 when I'm on Central Time. So.
Okay.
If I anybody wants to stop by.
Yeah. And feel free to stream that on the Puttacular channel if you want.
Maybe I'll get crazy streams. And stream them on both. Ooh.
Ooh. That's fancy.
I have been working on a plan to do that, but so far it's not working out so well.
If you want me to set something up on my Nginx server for you to do a multi-stream to, I can set you one up.
I have something in the works that probably will work well. I'll have to make some hardware improvements first.
Gotcha. Tech upgrades.
Yeah. I've got a media server that I use here, and it's not, you know, a super duper high end computer. You know, it's an i5 four core computer. But I do have my old graphics card, which I think if I put that in there and use it to process video, I might be able to multi-stream with it.
Cool.
Using an NDI stream. So, you know, I'll be able to control everything up here from my, you know, from my computer, but be able to push it out on multiple, you know, multiple places from the other computer.
So do you use XSplit? I thought you were mostly an OBS.
Well, user. OBS supports NDI as well.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Actually, OBS had NDI, I believe, before XSplit did.
I have not found that anywhere. You will have to tell me how that works.
Well, it's a plugin you have to install.
It doesn't come native with it. Okay.
No, it doesn't come native with it, but it is a supported plugin. It is on their forums. You just, in their forum, search NDI, and it'll pull up the latest version.
Yeah, I found it. Was not that hard to find.
But it does go cross-platform, so I can stream. I just did this to try it, but I can do an NDI stream from OBS to XSplit.
Well, and that might help with not having to use the Nginx stuff too much.
Well, at least for your master scene, streaming it to XSplit, That right. probably yeah, would work really of. Well. And then you could you would really only need the Nginx for our webcams.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what I had in mind.
But yeah, I've been playing around with that. Unfortunately, I don't, like I said, with the only the little bitty processor that my server has, I haven't had really good luck because it has a hard time processing video. So this weekend, I'm going to shut it down and see if I can put a video card in it. And well, I might just have to test it Sunday.
I think you might have a testing window to do that in. Yeah, I can't find a NDI install for Windows. It's only giving me the Mac one.
It's there. Let me... You know, I'll bet you I still have it in my downloads folder.
The 4.5.1 release? Oh, in the release section. There we go. Oh, because 4.5.1 is only available for Mac. The 4.5.0 is for Windows. Got it. Yeah. Okay, I found it. Had to go back a version. Anyways, I'm sure that's what the people love to hear us talk about, is how we do our
technical setup. Sure! That's Halo-related, isn't it?
I mean, it's right? podcast-related. We're talking about streaming stuff and everything in between, so it kind of makes sense. Anyways.
But so, it will make... Getting back to Halo stuff, I did go ahead and put my main Xbox in the Insider program just to make it a little easier to stream.
Yay!
Stuff like that. But I did put it on the most basic settings so that, you know, I'm not getting the latest and greatest untested stuff. So hopefully doing it that way, it'll be more stable for me.
Cool.
Because, you know, on my old Xbox, you know, I was getting the latest ones in the ring that I was in, and it was causing issues. I was having connection issues with other people that were not in the Insider program.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this will work. It's downloading Halo 5. Or, well, it will be downloading Halo 5 tonight after the podcast.
Cool. That should be fun times. And I'm hoping to get on this weekend, too. And there's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And since we're kind of already talking about it, I'll go ahead and mention it. But Friday for the MCC Insider test is going to be ranked Halo 3 team doubles and action sack. So probably spend some time in action sack for Friday night. Saturday is ranked Halo 2 classic team arena and infection. That'll be fun. I'm good for Halo 2 classic.
Yeah.
Halo 2 was my bread and butter before Halo 5 came around.
Yeah, you know, if I have the opportunity, I will probably jump into some classic Halo 2. I don't have a problem with that. And probably will veer more towards Halo, just team arena than an infection. I can handle infection in small quantities.
Right.
I'm just not a good at infection.
I'm not great either.
I'm not good at Halo, but I'm even worse in infection. Yeah, when it's not used for an infection game type,
right?
Or an infection game, it's great.
Well, I still have fun with zombies on Foundry, like that being one of the original zombie maps. I still enjoy the heck out of that.
Speed Halo.
That too. I love Speed Halo, especially in Halo Reach. We just need to get a Night Taylor where we just do Reach customs.
If the community asks for it, it will happen.
On behalf of the leader of Podtacular, I ask that we come to a consensus on doing a Reach game night.
I do have Reach on my Xbox One X back compat. I will probably have to hunt the game type down, but
it would be nice if they did a 4K upgrade for it like they did for the Halo 3 back compat, because every other game except for Halo Reach has gotten some nice love added to it on the Xbox One, but Reach is like the redheaded stepchild.
Well, did they do visual enhancements for ODST? I don't think they did.
It's
I don't think they did a 4K update for ODST.
Oh, well, it's, I thought it's coming with this MCC Insider thing. I thought everything is supposed to be 4K well, I'm talking enabled.
The back compat.
Oh, no, they didn't touch that for the back compat.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I mean, in the MCC, yeah. But I still would like them to release the original Halo CE and Halo 2 in back compat.
That would be cool.
They don't have to screw with the graphics. And honestly, I really don't care if it has any kind of matchmaking.
I think the issue is the clock timings, right? Because they had that issue just with porting Halo into the Master Chief Collection.
Probably. But the nice thing about their emulator that they run for the original Xbox games is they can tune that.
Fair point.
I'm currently the only two games you cannot play on an Xbox One are original CE and original Halo 2 when it comes to Halo titles.
Right.
ODST, you can play two different ways. You can play Reach.
The campaign.
Right. You can play Halo 3 two different ways. You can play Halo 4 two different ways. You know, you can play Halo 3 and Halo 4 Classic, just like you were on the 360, or you can fire up the MCC and play it there, which really floored me when they released those. That surprised me. I'm like, what?
Is Halo CE Anniversary back compat? Never thought about that. No.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Yes, it is.
It just doesn't support the Kinect features.
Right.
Right. Yeah, okay. Anyways, but yes, Speed Halo on Reach is so much fun and makes for such a good laugh.
Oh, yeah. If you can play that and not at least smile, there is something really wrong with you.
Agreed. Agreed. All right. So for my streams this week, I did not do an achievement stream because they're still trying to get as many testers into the MCC Insider as possible. We did do another campaign mission for myself and the wife. We got through 343 Guilty Spark, so she was introduced to the Flood.
I was actually gonna watch, but I got busy doing something else. So how did she take it?
It was very interesting because when she first saw the popcorn Flood, she was all like backing up and trying to shoot it and going, ah! So it was kind of interesting to see her reaction to it, but it was a very different reaction than her fighting the Covenant, because it's all these little things coming at her and she thinks she's going to die quickly because of them, even though we know they do very little damage to you, especially on easy.
Yeah.
But she's liking the story still.
Well, that's good. Well, it's a really good story.
I might do another run through after she's done and just let her watch me play it with the cutscenes, so she doesn't have to mentally go through the effort of playing the game and then watching the cutscenes for that transition back and forth.
No, like I said, you know, whenever a new Halo game comes out, I'll play it on, my first time through, I'll play it on easy or normal. That way I don't really have to focus hard on the gameplay. I can really enjoy the dialogue and the cutscenes and get the story.
But I think for her, she can't as easily just pick up the story while she's playing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just trying to make sure that she's able to fully grasp the story without having to go straight from gameplay into story. And there's a lot of things that's delivered to you through dialogue in gameplay that she's totally missing. She's still new to this kind of experience, so she's not used to getting multiple.
Probably my first three trips through CE, I couldn't understand a word Cortana was saying.
How do you mean?
Just couldn't hear her.
Oh, as in just...
Just because crappy TV, but anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, my first three times through Halo CE, I honestly could not understand Cortana, especially in the Flood levels, or Well, I should say not in the flood levels, just in regular gameplay. In cutscenes, I can understand her, but you know, when she's talking to Chief, you know, during the gameplay, you know, it wasn't until I actually hooked my Xbox up to my stereo that I actually, oh, hey, wait a minute, there's another character there. You know, I just never got that dialogue. And it really changed the way I played the game.
Well, and some of the dialogue comes, and didn't really dawn on me until we were playing through some of the campaign missions, but some of the dialogue, if you're in a firefight, gets covered by explosions.
Uh-huh.
So you really, unless you are paying attention and like have that mental note of, okay, I need to be listening for this or listening for some dialogue and filtering that out, you'll miss it.
But yeah,
she's loving it though. She's having a great time.
I get her point of view because I wasn't screaming, but I was running away from the little popcorn flood the first time I saw him.
Penn said her reaction was priceless. Penn's and Misa were the only two people watching. And I think by the end, they had both left or were doing other things because we were saying goodnight and no one responded. But we've gotten through mission 6, so now we're on the library. I think the plan is still to do it next Tuesday. She is back at school for teaching. She's in service until next week. And that's when the kids come back. So we'll see how the schedule stays or may change, and we'll keep everyone up to date on that.
I'll definitely be looking forward to trying to catch that.
Yeah. I meant to like start recording some of these, but it's so far along. I think if even Mixer kept the recordings, they're probably gone by now. And
yeah, they only keep them for 7 days. So
I didn't even keep the one for this week.
Well, that's because you have recordings turned off.
Probably.
Not probably. I know you do because I've seen the setting turned off.
Oh. Oh, there. Yeah. Keep recording because my streams is turned off. It is what it is. For those that are able to come and watch, it's good entertainment for them. And the wife's learning about the Halo story. And Pins is saying in the chat, for as long as I've been playing video games, the introduction of the Flood is the best reveal. And I would agree.
Oh, yeah.
It is something that you do not expect. And of course, Marty's music just is icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
For that experience.
It's something you will never forget, that's for sure.
That's for dang sure.
The first time you come across the Flood, you will remember it forever.
I do. It's one of those kind of creepy feelings. Creepy crawlies. Literally.
Yes. Very creepy, very crawly.
Yeah. That's it for the streams for this week. For those that are interested in catching our streams, if you haven't, we live stream our podcast on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. We have our Fraggin' Fridays hosted by Godzilla T at 8:30 on Fridays. That's also Eastern time. Because of the MCC Insider, I haven't been streaming achievements for the past couple of weeks, and I probably will not be streaming it this week either. As far as achievements go, I might stream some Insider stuff, but that usually covers achievement hunting at 10 on Sunday nights, Eastern time. Then, as long as things don't change, the wife and I will continue to stream her campaign run through, and we usually start between 7 and 7:30. It'll probably be closer to 7:30 now with her going back to teaching. And you can find us over on Mixer, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook for live streams. We're working to add Twitter, aka Periscope, on there. And we'll have a lot of different ways that you can consume the live stream. Shall we dive into the news?
Sure.
All right. Like we said earlier in the show, it's a light news week. There is a new community update that Grim posted a little bit earlier today. The MCC Insider is the first topic up for discussion. Grim highlights again that the MCC Insider experience is going to morph into the MCC public test realm. And eventually, this will be reopened to everyone who owns a retail digital copy or is part of the Xbox Game Pass subscription. And you'll have the chance to participate in the realm. This is going to be used to test future patches that will go into the retail version of MCC. And there will be play test times that 343 will continue to send out for soliciting people's time to test new features and functionality like the customs games browser. This weekend, there are some testing periods, which we kind of already hit on earlier. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday both have two play tests, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time and 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Eastern time, that translates into 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. to midnight. GMT, that is 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. for the later one. And
math hurts.
5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Yeah, to do a little bit of math there. 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So if you're part of the MCC Insider, they're looking for people to test. Unlike last week when it was all Halo 3 Team Hardcore, they'll have two playlists both days. So that's going to help a lot, I think, bring people in. The next thing up is a little update on HCS London. We are just under a month away for the London Open Tournament. And you can find more about that over at halo.gg/HCS London 2018. Team and spectator passes are on sale, so if you are interested in attending or want to register for players, then you should head on over and do that before it gets too close to the tournament. The next Halo Microsoft Store tournament is going to be coming up in September on the 9th. This past weekend was the 2v2 tournament, and the next one is going to be a 4v4 tournament taking place at all Microsoft stores around the world. You can head on over to smash.gg/MRSHalo to register for the next event at your local Microsoft store. Grim also posted some tweets that people had from the Microsoft stores, including one of his own over at University Village in Seattle, Washington. Going along the competitive line, a little update on the Halo Wars 2 community competitions. The Banished tournament, first one was August 14th. The next one is going to be hosted by Breaking the Clutch, which is on Saturday this weekend. So by the time you're listening to this, it's probably already come and gone. But that is August 18th. And then Team Respawns, their first one is going to be September 9th, which is going to be the same day as the Microsoft Store tournament. And the Banished also has their Invitational Qualifiers and then Season 2 Invitational on October 20th and 27th. Preceding that will be Breaking the Clutch tournaments on September 15th and October 13th, and Team Respawn on October 14th. There is a 343 hosted Blitz tournament going on as well on August 18th. So again, if you are listening to the show afterwards, probably a little late, but this is a tournament that is organized through the official Xbox Club page on Halo. And you can select the official tournament under the multiplayer and register your team to play. You just have to join the Halo Club and then you can register for the tournament. Halo Wars 2 is still only one of four games that uses the tournament's feature on Xbox Clubs. You'd think they would try to get more games involved with that.
You'd think.
I don't know if that's just a developer API thing that they don't want to work on implementing that kind of thing or what, but to only have four games in there that support the tournament feature kind of seems a little, for lack of a better word, useless.
Yeah. It's, you know, they introduce this and then they don't do anything with it. Unfortunately, it's getting to be typical Microsoft.
I mean, there's definitely things that multiple companies go through that you try one thing and sometimes it just doesn't stick. But
yeah,
most of the times they don't stick, and then you kind of remove the feature out a little bit instead of just kind of letting it linger.
Yeah, it's yeah.
But it is what it is.
It happens in TV too. The good shows don't last, and the crappy shows stay there forever.
Firefly.
Yes, Firefly.
It's a little unfortunate, but it is what it is. Fireteam Raven is making its way out. We talked about the TV commercial that was released last week, I guess. But at Gamescom, which is happening not this week. Well, it's starting this weekend, but it's throughout next week. So like E3, it's basically during the week. But next week, on August 21st, Inside Xbox is going to have a segment at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time with some of the folks behind Raw Thrills, Play Mechanics, and 343 Industries to give a behind-the-scenes look at the development of Halo Fireteam Raven. So to answer your question from earlier, GT, no, we're probably not going to hear anything about Infinite.
Probably not. As much as we'd love to, probably not.
Sorry, folks. Wait another year. Go back into hibernation. We're not going anywhere anytime soon. There was another social stream by Grim. This time we had Corrine Robinson, who is the 343 senior franchise manager. So she takes care of making sure all the universe is kind of organized, and also takes care of the Halo Museum at the studio. A couple of radar blips. The latest rotational playlist to make its way into the Halo 5 Guardians matchmaking is Anniversary Throwback. So that one is joining Covenant Slayer for this weekend. I like Anniversary Throwback. That's one of the ones that I will actually make an effort to go play.
Me as well.
Something about just the old-time maps and having the wreck weapons with like the Halo 1 type weapons in there is also pretty. It feels close to Halo 1 without really being Halo 1. So I like it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
The final thing is Halo Collateral Damage issue number 3 has arrived to most comic shops, and it will be at larger retailers and online retailers on August 22nd to round out the comic miniseries. And on a side note, I'm 4 chapters away from finishing Glasslands.
Nice! I've already made it through the whole trilogy.
I know. I plan on using the 10 hours of travel on to and from Seattle to at least get 2/3 of the way through the next book. Depending on how far I am through the next book, by the time that trip comes around, I might be done with the second book. But we'll see. I am making progress, though. I've actually read 3 times this week.
Nice.
Playing catch up. Yeah, I've read 4 chapters over the last 3 days.
I just finished Bad Blood again.
Nice. That is it for community updates. There is no other news going on for the most part. There is a couple of community-related things, nothing too major. Halo Fireteam Raven is going to be landing in the UK and the Middle East over the next month. Right now, 20 locations in the UK are planned to have the Fireteam Raven there, and then at least 5 in the Middle East during the same time frame. So that's pretty cool. It's making its way out and about pretty quickly. Yeah, it's pretty incredible how quickly it's getting out there.
Yeah.
For those over in the UK, for those listeners, it is at Hollywood Bowls Leeds. I don't know what that is, but it's over there. I have to ask.
It's probably a receptor or a bowling alley / arcade.
I guess, because Dave & Buster's usually have bowling alleys at their places. So I was going to say, probably have to ask my friend James.
Yeah, for the arcades. The arcades around here, they're generally with something else, like, Dave & Buster's restaurant arcade. We've got another company here in town that I can't remember the name of it right at the moment, but it's the same thing. They have arcades, and it's a bowling alley as well.
Like a Main Event?
Yeah. Actually, I think it is Main Event. But, even our traditional bowling alleys have arcades in them.
Yeah. the one that is right by where I work has like a couple of cabinets, but not a proper arcade necessarily. Cabinets nonetheless.
Yeah, our the two bowling alleys we've got here in town, they've probably got maybe, the smaller alleys got maybe 5 machines. The bigger alleys, I think, got 10.
Okay.
8 or 10. You know, they're not huge, but they also have pool tables and stuff like that as well. So
cool.
But yeah, we don't have any just plain old arcades around here anymore.
Well, places like Dave and Buster's are kind of the last ones that I'm aware of, really. And they're like combination pool tables, bowling alleys, restaurant, and arcade. It's not just an arcade only type of thing.
I'm sure there's still some standalone arcades around the country somewhere. Just I don't know of anybody around my area.
Right. There probably is some back alley, and you have to know that they even exist in the first place. So check it out if you live in the UK. You'll be getting some pretty soon and some coming in the Middle East. John Friend was the one that tweeted this out earlier today, and he said that there are more details coming out from Raw Thrills on the delivery of the Fireteam Raven cabinets. So once those details are finalized, I'm sure we'll be getting more information on where it's coming to next. So Halo,
yes, I would like the address of where the next machine is going to be delivered and delivery time, please. Oh,
so he can redirect it to his house.
I'm thinking right. The truck may have a flat tire.
Or
5.
Or 8.
At least 2.
And GT can fix it up for you. Just might have to unload some weight in order for him to jack it up and get the wheels off.
Heck with that. I'll wait for him to call somebody and then I'll just sneak in the back.
Good stuff. Next on the Twitter threads, Halo Gear tweeted this out either today or yesterday. I think it was yesterday. They've teamed up with Spirit Halloween to give away $10,000 to one lucky Halo fan. You can sign up over at spirithalloween.com/sweeps. And if you register, you will automatically receive a coupon for 20% off a single item in their store. So for anyone that is looking for like the Cortana outfit or one of the Master Chief outfits, if you don't have one and you want the chance to possibly win $10,000 at the same time, you can register and then get 20% off either one of those items. And then you'll be Halloween ready.
That's just scary that they're already advertising Halloween.
We were walking by a Hallmark yesterday, and they already have Christmas stuff out.
I know. My wife works retail. I think they get their Christmas shipment next week, or at least part of it.
It's crazy, man. Best time to buy Christmas stuff is the weeks following the holiday, when everything's trying to get cleared out.
You know, I can understand being prepared and being prepared ahead of time, but really, 3 months?
I'm glad I don't work retail. That's all I can say.
I'm glad I don't work that kind of retail.
Yeah, clarification point on that.
There's not a whole lot of Christmas-oriented auto parts.
What, no Christmas-themed rearview mirror dice or...
No.
Wreaths.
No Christmas-themed oil filters or spark plugs or...
They have, like, the wreath that you can put on the hood of your car, and that can be wired into one of the... wired into the electrical for the car, right? And, like, they have the Christmas lights that you can string around.
Yeah, Amazon sells a ton of them. Go to Amazon if you want one. And use the Podtacular affiliate link. Oh.
Good one. I like what you did there.
But yeah, it's I'm really glad that I'm where I'm at because I don't have to deal with that crap. It's it's really nice to have to deal with that type of setup and then trying to find some place to stick the stuff until it's time to actually put it out.
Having some kind of back closet or trying to find storage space. Yeah, I gotcha. Let's see. Let me check the notes. I think that's it for news and community stuff. Yep, pretty much. The latest loot crate sale was ended yesterday, so we haven't gotten word on what the next loot crate is, but if you want to sign up, you can head on over to podtacular.com/lootcrate, and you can use the code podtacular at checkout to get $3 off any crate that you get. There's also a 3D printed assault rifle. I found this kind of interesting, so I pulled it up earlier. I'm going to post it in the various chats on at least Mixer and Twitch. YouTube, I don't think we have anyone over there at the moment. Facebook, not going to worry about that. But this was just a 3D printed assault rifle that actually came out really, really cool. And I thought it was worth taking a look at. Everything in it is 3D printed. I'm guessing it was printed in multiple parts, but it looks really good for being a 3D print.
Yeah.
There's probably some sanding and finishing.
I'm sure there was quite a bit of finishing work done. But
yeah. But 3D printing is making prop making a whole lot easier these days.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You just take the models that are made for the game themselves, you export them to a 3D program, and then you print them from a 3D program. There's no guesswork, and there's no having to print it out and then dry it up and see if it all matches. You size the model and you print it.
Mm-hmm. Too bad you can't do that with a Warthog.
You probably could. It would just take a lot of plastic. Now,
probably wouldn't run very well either.
Right. I was going to say, now, you probably have a pretty frame, but would you be able to put an engine in it and that kind of stuff? Not unless you reinforced it.
If you had a large enough 3D printer, you probably could print out the cosmetic stuff, like the body panels and things like that, and put it on a truck chassis.
Yeah. But you couldn't just make the frame out of the plastic. It wouldn't be durable enough, and
you'd have to put some structure under it.
Yeah. Anyways, I thought that was a cool piece from Reddit as I was searching through Reddit before the show. So I thought I'd give it a post.
It is neat what they do with them.
Yeah, it's really cool. People are talented, a lot more patient than I am, a lot more willing to invest in that kind of stuff too. Not that I wouldn't be willing to invest in it, it's just I have plenty of other things I'm investing my time in too. But for the people that do make it, it's pretty cool. And that will wrap it up for tonight. Got anything else, GT?
No, I'm fresh out.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone, to either the live stream or downloading us through iTunes or Google Podcasts or wherever you download us from. Thank you for tuning in to the show. Remember, you can find us here on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. That's when we record the show on Twitch, Mixer, YouTube, and Facebook. And we're looking at adding Twitter as well. Already on Twitch. For the commendations, I think I have an announcement to make.
We completed one.
We did. We were so close last week that we that is just like, oh, really? But Hijack and Skyjack, I believe, is done. I don't see it at the top anymore. So, yeah, we finally got our Hijacks and Skyjacks commendation completed. So, yay!
Yay!
We finally did it. We finally did it. So that gets us to 13 out of 31 kill masteries completed for our Spartan company. The next two the next three that are closest, because they're almost neck and neck with each other, is getting a perfect, which is getting the precision weapon kills without missing. We need another 1,304 of those. Killing an enemy Spartan with a melee. We need another about 2,600 of those. And then killing an enemy Spartan with while your health is low and survive. So getting a close call, basically. We still need about 2,300 of those. And at the very bottom, the two that are always at the bottom, killing Marines and killing an enemy Spartan with a shoulder bash. Nothing new changing there. But we got three that are kind of close. It's probably going to take a while for those to get up there. Probably give it a few months at least. Maybe around the holidays we'll get those completed. But for those that are playing and trying to get these, really appreciate it. Keep on killing the Marines, Confal. We know you're good for that. And we do have slots open in the company. So if you want to join us, and you can head on over to podtacular.company or podtacular.com/company. And that will take you to the company profile, and you can request to enlist, and we will accept you there. Check out us on our social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, Mixer. We also have our Xbox Club you can join, as well as our Discord. If you just search for Podtacular, you will find those, or just do podtacular.com/whatever it is, and you will go there, and no pins, no MySpace. Thank you very much. Also, check out the Halo Hub. It is a place to share community content. So if you are a content creator, or if you are interested in trying to find content from creators across the community, then it is a place for you, whether you are an artist, whether you are a lore nut, whether you make YouTube videos or you stream, whatever you do to create community content or absorb community content, then we hope you find a place over at thehalohub.com. Also, make sure you check out our podcast network. We're part of a network of gaming-specific shows, including Critscast, Podcast 76, Guardian Radio, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. Those podcasts, for the first three, are gaming-specific shows that you can check out. It's TF2, Overwatch, and Guardian Radio. And more information is over at thepodcast.com. Also, if you are going to be in Seattle for PAX, please reach out to us. I will be carrying Podtacular swag with me, including lanyards, wristbands, stickers, buttons, all that kind of stuff. So if you're going to be in Seattle, please hit us up on Twitter or Facebook. We would love to meet up with you and give you some Podtacular swag to adorn yourself with during the weekend. And that is going to cover it for tonight. Any last things, GT?
No, I don't have anything. I hope to see everybody tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. for Fraggin' Fridays. If you have a suggestion for what you want to play, be sure to make your voice heard. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Awesome. Well, on behalf of GT and myself, thanks again for tuning in. We'll catch you guys on one of the streams throughout the week, or we'll catch you here next week during the live stream, or download on the next show. Keep on fragging them trucks, everybody.